Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show. Welcome!
Good morning or evening, friends. Welcome to Best in Show Radio on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Is that your catchphrase now, by the way? Good morning or evening? Is that like a catchphrase?
It's a line from a Stevie Wonder song, and I always feel the need to say it when... Normally, I feel the need to say it.
Wasn't asking that. Was asking if it was your catchphrase.
Stevie's.
Okay.
Stevie's catchphrase.
So it's your homage to his catchphrase?
Okay. Why not? My name is Best in Show Keith, as my Twitter handle suggests.
Twitter?
This is Best in Show Chris, as his Twitter handle suggests.
Howdy.
This is Best in Show James, as his Twitter handle suggests.
Implies?
What
about that collective Twitter handle for all of us?
Best in Show Collective?
No, silly.
Best in Show Radio, like the show.
Nice.
And at Hear Us Talk while you're at it, too. Why the hell not? I wanted to discuss something with you. If you want us to discuss something that you want us to discuss, then you can send it to heyguys@bestinshowradio.com.
Oh, it's there.
There it is.
That's a weird spot for it. Ill.
All gone. If you want to hear me discuss something that doesn't come from a Hey Guys, then keep watching right now. Too late. They already turned it off.
But. That discussion at...
No. No, it's not.
I was flipping through my list of topics from when we weren't doing a radio show, which was... We've been back at this for about...
It doesn't even matter anymore. We're just here.
We're here now.
When you go to bestinshowradio.com, that whole first page, like whatever, 15, 20, 30 shows, I don't even know how many are on there, they're all new shows. It's almost like we didn't do a live radio show, and it's not like people are ever going to get us to 250 hits on any single episode or 500 likes on Facebook, so we're never going to do a live show. So that's the old days.
Facebook.com/bestinshowradio?
That would be the one.
And they just have to like it, right?
That's one of the things they could do.
Well, one of the
things... Do you like it? On Facebook? No. I don't have a Facebook account, so no I don't do that.
Do you like Best in Show Radio?
I'm a big fan of Best in Show Radio. Well, I like doing Best in Show Radio. I'm not the biggest fan of watching it after the fact. I get a little gnarled for Keith's benefit.
I'm not the biggest fan of watching it afterwards either.
I thought you weren't the biggest fan of gnarling.
No, I love gnarling. They call me Gnarldorg. Gnarldorg is actually what they call me.
Yeah. Wait, you're going to say that you're not the biggest fan of? Genuinely, be honest. Of the 30, 40, 50 shows we've done since we've been back, whatever it's been, how many have you watched?
Three.
Wow. Fully? Or did you click on them once?
Two and a half.
Okay.
One of them I stopped watching because I had something happen. I didn't want to watch
it anymore. Your interest disappear?
Yes, exactly. I lost something.
King of Queens is coming on in a half hour. You got to get ready. You got to get dinner ready.
Yeah, he was about to eat. Exactly.
It's very possible I did turn it off with the King of Queens.
Or Frasier. Sorry, so what do you want to talk about that's not...
Something terribly sad and upsetting, but...
Wait, what do you want to talk about that is not from a Hey Guys? As you so eloquently put it.
I was reading in the news when I put this down, apparently, that there was a story about a 7-year-old boy dying. He was sick. He was waiting for a heart. He never got it. He died. And I got really angry, and I suddenly wondered, why is organ donation not mandatory? Not mandatory, just why isn't it just... Why aren't organs just removed from bodies during either an autopsy or after an autopsy, or if there is no autopsy, whatever happens to bodies after they die? Why are all organs not removed and put wherever the you know, why isn't everyone's organs taken out, donated to science, and then, you know, bury the body or cremate or do whatever it is that you want to do with it?
Because too many people think that they're going to be resurrected or that...
I think it goes beyond that, but that's part of it.
That's not the only reason, but that's a big reason for a good portion of people.
To me, I think it should be mandatory. So I guess I can ask both of your opinions, first of all.
So you have that on the back of your driver's license?
My learner's permit?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, I probably don't, so I'm an idiot, so I should just shut up. But
you don't have the organ donor thing on your card?
What do you have to do? Just check it off or something?
No, you just get it tattooed on you. I'm an organ donor.
When you sign up for your non-driver ID...
Okay, permit, yeah, then I did check it, yeah.
There's a little heart on your ID if you're an organ donor.
I am.
Okay.
Another reason is...
But I'm using them right now, so...
Some people believe that they won't get the care that they require, thinking that some hospitals or doctors will let them kind of expire a little quicker so they can harvest their organs.
I would never think that that's a valid thing. Wow.
But, and oh, he's definitely right. People do believe that.
I'm
not saying it actually happens. People believe that they won't get the care.
I'm not suggesting that he's not accurate in the fact that people believe that. That would have never crossed my mind, ever, to think like, oh no, I don't want them to know that they can take my stuff if I die and they're going to let me die. That is psychotic.
Yeah. And to anyone that does think that, if it was all mandatory, there would be plenty of organs, so you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
You may even get one. Maybe your lucky day.
But what do you mean there would be plenty of organs? When someone dies and you take an organ from them, doesn't it have to be like... relatively soon from when it's been harvested that it has to get popped in?
There's a pretty good waiting list for all organs across the board, I'm sure.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm not questioning that. I know that there are people that are in need. I'm saying, though, it's not like we can take, as soon as everyone dies, you take their hearts and just throw them in a closet and then you have a closet full of hearts. It's like you probably have to like donate it and pop it in, you know, within hours, I'd assume.
But the same as it's the only difference now is that they can only do that if somebody is an organ donor.
Understood.
So if they could do that with everybody, I think it would probably save a lot of people.
To be, you know, not to downplay this young man's plight or what happened with him, the likelihood of finding a heart that's going to fit in a 7-year-old's chest, I mean, you'd have to have like a small person die for him to be able to get that heart. No, it's not like you could take my heart if I were to die, right? I don't know the science, but I would assume you'd have to have something relatively age appropriate.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of smaller statured women and...
I don't know why I'm laughing, but I was convinced you were going to say, I'm sure there's lots of heart-shrinking techniques. Put it in the dryer
laser,
first.
Laser.
Okay, well, everything gets...
You've seen a James Bond movie.
That's actually what I think. Instead of doing organ donation, everyone should just get lasers. And then everything will be fine.
Run around shooting each other.
But,
okay, maybe in that situation, but I just...
So, that museum... the human body exhibit
in Philadelphia. Oh no,
there's one in Manhattan.
Oh, there's a medical museum in Philadelphia that has all sorts of crazy stuff. Uh-huh.
But there's one in Manhattan in New York City where they have like, you know, the human body like with the skin ripped off and like dissected and stuff, so people could see like all how the body works and stuff. That bothers you that was used for that purpose as opposed to being used for organ donation?
Is it actual organs that could have been?
The actual full human bodies.
That could be used for research.
There's muscles, there's yes, eyes, yeah. There's hearts, then, there's yeah, lungs, does, there's everything.
Then yeah, it does bother
They
me.
Don't do lung transplants, right? You can't do that yeah. yet. Lung?
Don't they?
I don't think so.
Science Hour on Best in Show Radio.
We like to bring up topics and talk about them with no
What is the lung? What does that do?
that's how you eat. Like it digests food.
That's right. Yeah, then it bothers me a little that if that person donated their body to science, it literally went to a science museum.
Here is the thing.
Ding.
You. I was thinking I was Bill Cosby. The minute that you make something mandatory,
like health insurance.
You're crossing a line. Like, you're crossing a line. Should everyone do it? Yes. The minute that you tell everyone that they have to, I hate to use the term slippery slope, but like, what's the difference between that and the next thing that someone has to do?
Well, what's the next thing?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I understand your reasoning. It's the same concept, as with censorship.
Concept of being, being a citizen of the United States is you don't have to do anything.
Except
pay taxes and not kill people. But actually, you don't even have to do either one of those. You just get incarcerated if you do. Right.
Well, let's lock people up for not.
If you die,
we're gonna lock up your dead body.
Your body is getting hung.
It's gonna be the museum of jailed corpses. No,
you can compensate people while they're alive.
Tax break if you're an organ donor.
Okay.
And then on your deathbed, you uncheck the heart.
I don't have a quarrel with making it an incentive-based program. It goes against the idea of being an organ donor. You're actually then an organ seller. But...
End result is the same.
I see...
Extra organs in the market.
I see the benefit of doing something like that, I guess.
Autopsies. I wasn't even joking. I was about to say autopsies. Autopsies are mandatory if there's, you know, certain causes of death.
I'm not saying that there are not mandatory things that happen. I'm saying the minute that you make someone have to do something personally, like I have to donate my organs, is not the same thing as it's mandatory for there to be an investigation where they do an autopsy death.
Well, we can say, you don't have to donate them. We're just going to take them.
Right, exactly. It's just
that. You're dead. We're taking them.
Seizure. You're dead.
We're taking them.
The medical examiner is going to.
You know what it is? It's a stupid religious freedom thing.
Yes.
That comes into play then, and you're impeding on people's religious freedom. And I am all about that. I think people shouldn't be allowed to have a religion. It's fine with me. But theoretically. No, you can't, because then I wouldn't be allowed to not believe if the state religion was something else. So,
you
got to give the people the freedom.
You don't have to ban religion, but you can not ban religion, but also say we're still going to do stem cell research whether your religion agrees with it or not, or we're going to take your organs whether your religion. You know what I mean? Like.
And again, the things that you're talking about are things that I support. But I understand the what's the word, infringement upon people's rights in doing so, in forcing them to do so.
Do people have rights once they're dead?
No, I guess you're right.
That's the thing. It's not, you, and like he said, you're not being forced to be an organ donor. You're not being forced to, because that organ donor whole, that whole system is not in place anymore once this just becomes mandatory. Well, it's not, it's, there's nothing mandatory about it. That's just, it's the new procedure.
What is the, I'd be curious to know what the religious ramifications are.
I'm going to hell.
Well, I guess it would be if you were reincarnated, you couldn't, because you'd be liver free, you'd be a heart, you'd have no eyes, you'd have no skin.
It's my favorite restaurant is liver free. I would imagine that there's something more to it than that. Like, you can't be buried in cemeteries, in an Orthodox cemetery, if you have tattoos. I would bet that there's certain, an Orthodox blah, 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 blah.
See,
cemeteries you can't be buried if you don't have your body part fully together.
But you know what gets me? If you die in some awful accident.
And everything's massacred.
What makes you think, now that you don't have your liver, that you can't be reincarnated?
Yeah. Well, I don't even think it's reincarnation, because I don't think most reincarnation isn't coming back in the same body. I think that's
true.
Well, in some religions, yes, they bury people with jewelry, thinking that you take.
I know, actually, Egyptians used to do that. That was the point of mummies, wasn't it? Yeah. I don't even know if that's true. Facts made up. I'm sure.
15 minutes of us not knowing what we're talking about. Come back after the break, and I guarantee there'll be 15 minutes of even less detail.
Zapper Radio. DJ New Style. Truth Time Theater.
HearUsTalk.com.
Cocksacky.
Welcome back to Best in Show Radio.
What?
I don't know what happened.
What amused you?
Everything.
We were just having a little conversation, and for some reason, he didn't want to call out the name of a city that he likes. No big deal.
Welcome back to Best in Show Radio on the Heroes Talk Radio Network.
Home of the DJ New Style Show, home of Bug Zapper Radio, home of Truth Time Theater, and home of Best in Show Radio.
And home of Hey Guys at Best in Show Radio. You want to send us a Hey Guys? That's where you send it.
After you send that email, by the way, go to HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Buy yourself something nice so we could have a little money to pay for this garbage.
So if your Hey Guys was, Hey Guys, how can I give you some money? That's how you do it. But we have another Hey Guys here. This is from James in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Here. Oh, sorry. Hey Guys, James in Bartlesville, Oklahoma here. I hate when people say LOL out loud. James, my friend, not you, but you're my friend too. I cannot tell you how freaking aggravating it is when somebody says, OMG. And I think I've discussed this a million times, so I feel you, brother. I understand what is,
I hate when people say brother to people.
I know. I understand that. LOL, OMG. Do I need to go into why you're not supposed to say those things out loud, why they're not necessary?
Oh, you're saying say them out loud, not even type them?
Yeah, he's saying say LOL out loud.
LOL.
Yeah, not laugh out loud, like LOL, OMG.
First of all, if you were going to say that, wouldn't you say lol?
No.
No, people say LOL.
I would say lol.
That's acceptable.
But isn't the point of LOL to say laugh out loud? Why would you have to say that you're laughing out loud?
You're shortening something.
Why do you have to tell someone via...
You're just laughing out loud! Just laugh out loud then!
No, but I'm saying, why on text do you need to say
LOL? Oh, in text is different. I don't lol so much. I definitely I OMG like crazy. You guys could bear witness to that. Yes. When I text, I OMG all the time.
LOL initially was supposed to mean I'm laughing out loud. It became, ha, that's funny. And OMG is just a shortcut for saying, oh my god. Neither of those things should actually be said out loud.
Oh my god, you've never said?
No, OMG. OMG. That.
OMG, why are you getting so, you know, FML?
FMTTANS.
I don't even know what that means, but
yes,
okay.
Yes, you do. It's right there.
But what does it stand for?
It just came up on the screen.
I can't read backwards.
You'll have to watch the episode.
Oh, I'll go to the other side. Okay. Yeah, I don't care about those things, obviously, because I'm a violator. I do those things. My favorite New Order album. I have no problem. I have no problem with the usage of them. I guess it would gnarl me a little bit if someone said LOL to me, but OMG is fine. It sounds dumb, but it's not like so infuriating. There are things about like the way that people talk to each other that irritate me more. I guess it's the my big hang-up, I guess, with communication is when people do things like almost passively taking a leadership role with type of things.
Passive leadership. Explain.
Well, supposedly.
I'm gonna know. Don't get on that. That's a whole different story. I'm not talking about misusage. It's more when someone tells you, all right, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. What I'm going to need you to do is, I hate what I'm going to need you to do. Like, I hate, like, it's like the idea of, like, I'm going to need you to do this, or you know what you're going to have to do? When you're telling someone that they have to do something.
That drives me nuts.
Infuriates me, and it makes me crazy. And
you need to axe people.
Axe me what to do something. and this is, I mean, a lot of people in my life tend to do this.
And it's not hard.
The things that they're asking for, that they're not asking for, that they're demanding that I do, I would do. No problem. I was asked specifically, I can't remember who it was that said it, but someone said, yeah, I'm going to need you to jump in the car with me and do this. I'm like,
well, I don't care what you need.
It's not I'm going to need you to. And I keep saying I'm going to need you to. I keep softening it. It's like, oh, you're going to have to come with me to take care of this. I'm like, oh, am I going to have to? How about you ask me and I'll say yes. Don't tell me what I have to do. That's infuriating to me, and it makes me crazy. And I brought up passiveness in here too. The other, I guess, the similar thing, the similar mindset is when people want you to do something for them, and instead of asking you to do this for them, they ask you if you want to do it. Keith, do you want to go get my phone for me? Yeah, I want to. I'm dying to do that. I've wanted to do this whole time. Keith, do you want to grab me a soda out of the refrigerator? No. What? And granted, these are little stupid things, but I've been asked if I want to go shopping. Not even if I want to go shopping. If I wanted to go to a store for someone. Like, what do you mean do I want to? Would I do it for you because you need a favor? Sure.
You know what you have to do in that situation? No, sorry. You know what you have to do in that situation.
What you're going to need to do.
You know what you want to do in that situation?
I like the idea of being suggested that I want to.
That's a really bad one. Do you know what you want to?
Yeah, I don't think people really say that.
No, they definitely do.
Do you
know what you want to do?
Well, you know what you want
to
do.
Yeah, okay. See, but that to me is almost like a... I look at that as almost like a home improvement show. What you're going to want to do with this here is you're going to want to plane the wood before you put it on there. Like, that's the idea of, you know what you're going to want to do. Or, you know what you're going to want to do is get the skin off the eggplant before you soak it in the salt water.
That's the same show?
Yeah, yeah. It's Food and Floors.
The worst for me is when people say you need to.
Yeah, it's a bad
you
one.
Need to. Only one person can tell me what I need to do, and that's my boss.
Are you're kind of talking about
and
a boss.
Even that will drive me crazy.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about a boss. The people that I have the pet peeves about this with are social situations, are friends.
Oh, okay, so you're fine with your boss telling you what you need to do.
No, my boss tells me what he needs me to do. That's what he does.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what his position in life is, and that's what his professional
position. Okay, so I could appreciate what you were saying a little more now. Because earlier, I thought you just had a problem with somebody. I thought you as a whole, like, I have a free will.
Like this,
I don't
this,
have
this
to do
this cop
anything.
Is telling me what I have to do. Who does he think he is? He should be asking me.
A cop, I understand.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. People who
a
should...
A boss, I understand.
People who should have the authority.
An authority position, yes. Right. Yeah, my boss tells me, I'm going to need you... To finish that spreadsheet. Oh, am I gonna need to? Why don't you ask me? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if James tells me, you guys are gonna need to, you know, or you're gonna need to come to my house in order to do that. Like, what do you mean? I don't need to do something. And great, that was a poor example. I couldn't think
of
something.
Do you have a lot of friends telling you need to do something?
More than a few.
I think they're just people who don't even think about it. They think they're asking...
Absolutely.
They think they're asking, but they just can't get the concept of actually asking it in an appropriate way.
I'm telling you that there's a certain... I think that's a mental thing that's actually in there, that there's a certain idea of humbling themselves to ask that they can't do. I believe that full on. Yeah, what I'm telling you, the thing about a car, like, that you're going to have to... I was told I was going to have to... I mean, like... 2-3 days ago, I'm just like, and I made a point to say it, and I was like, just so you know, you can ask me and I'll do it. This is one of my big pet peeves. You can't tell me that I have to. Oh, why, you don't want to do it? No, it's not that I don't want to do it. Why, you don't want to ask? Is that the problem? And that's what it was. I feel a little bit better now.
You know what you need to do.
What's that? What you're going to want to need to do, what you're going to want to need is to not care about the way people talk and realize that everyone is a D and it doesn't make a difference and you're making a big deal out of nothing.
No, it drives me nuts.
It does. It
drives me nuts.
But I shouldn't.
Oh, I take it out of, and some people, I guess you have to know the person.
I don't have to know them.
I'm not saying you.
No, I don't have to know them. Don't tell me what to do.
You're
going to want to not really bother him.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell him that he doesn't need to. Maybe he wants to.
Would you like to leave me alone?
No.
That's why people tell you what you need to do.
Yeah, if you know the person, you have a pretty good idea of their intent and what they want from you. In most cases... there are certain people who I can accept that from just because I know it's fairly innocent and that's just kind of how they say. And I know people who are very passive-aggressive and do it on purpose just because they refuse to ask when they know they can ask.
I'm going to say that 98% of the people that violate these rules... don't mean anything by it.
No, you're giving way too much credit.
I think they're jerks. I think maybe they're a little bit self-centered and they don't realize that they're being douches. But I don't think that they mean it to be mean. I think it's just the way that they talk because of their self-centered nature.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing it to be mean, but I think... they're doing it because they either it's their ego or they think that they're entitled. So they don't have to ask.
I think that sense of entitlement is almost innate. I don't think it's that they think they're entitled. It's probably just the way that people in their lives communicated with them. Their parents probably talked that way to them. Spoiled kids or, on the contrary, kids that were told exactly what to do by their parents. So they feel that they do the same thing. I can see it either way. either the fact that they've been talking to their parents that way their entire life, so as a result, that's the way they're going to continue to talk because their parents never disciplined them, or their parents disciplined them too much, or not too much, but in that way that they think that that's the acceptable way, or raise them that way. Maybe discipline's not the right
word. Do you make your kids say please?
Of course.
Do you not do stuff unless she says please sometimes?
My daughter never doesn't say please, but
I mean, just if she like when she forgets, or do you kind of,
she never does. That's the one thing. My kid's courtesy and politesse is beyond compare. She's fantastic. But in theory, if she didn't, I would like I don't remember the last time I'd say what's the magic word. Like yeah. I don't remember the last time I had to do something
like
that.
My daughter's getting better with that. And
you also remember my daughter's nine already. My daughter's old at this point.
But it does
super courteous,
and it does work,
of course.
And it's such a simple thing. And I see these kids in stores and out in public, they're just screaming at their parents, telling them what pretty much how it is.
And I'll tell you,
and the parents are like, all right.
And I'll tell you where they'll be 10 years from now. They'll be screaming at the person in Target because they don't have the
skill set.
Whatever. No, with the TV they want or whatever. You know, like it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying they would be screaming at them like they worked at Target because that's all they were going to do.
No. I don't mean that. I mean, I love Target workers. I'm saying that, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
You're going to want to be nice to the Target workers.
Not me. I don't go to Target. I go to Target.
I don't think I've ever even been. I've never been in either, but
you know, going to the Target on Staten Island, it's terrific. It really is a great store.
The one?
Oh, there's a second one now?
It's almost completed.
Ah, well, then I couldn't be there yet.
You can. You just can't go in.
But I can't shop there. Yeah, I don't want to. I'm sorry. Like I'm off on this trail right now of really annoying doting parent. At this point, like I don't think I could have a more courteous kid in the world, and I think I'm the luckiest dude in the world for that. And I know this isn't fun for a radio show to talk about this.
Is it luck?
No, I think it has a lot to do with skill. But I, at the risk of being a dude that puts a picture of his kid on Instagram every 30 seconds, I'm going to stop myself.
What's your obsession? Like the song. That's from Show Radio.
What was the topic? What did we even talk about?
Bottles and James, I think.
I'm going to say it's my favorite wine cooler.
No, thank you, sir.
Cocky socks, steamroller roll over your face.
Are you an obsession? You're my obsession. He hates when people loll out loud. So.
Oh, God. How do we get from a dude complaining about lolling to me saying, I love my daughter?
Just really stick, really steadfast to the topics that people send in.
You're going to need to get over it, James.
Yeah, I'm the biggest cornball ever. Cocky sock steamroller, roll over your face. I hate doing this without music. Could you sing us something?
You're an obsession.
Cocky
you're
socks.
You're an obsession.
Steamroller, roll over your face. You stopped.
Who do you want me to be?
We'll see you guys on the radio.
To make you sleep
and
with
YouTube.
Me. You're an obsession.
88 piece. That was very uncomfortable and awkward, and I'm sure that's going to be James's favorite.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
I see you guys are very irritable. Oh, Chris is very irritable.
I'm always irritable.
All right, let's see. You want to stop that and give me 1 second?
Nope.
My name's Keith. I'm a little